this is the celebration of the 25th anniversary of Abiyakiri, right? And I think it was collective mentioning that when we never thought it's going to be, or intended to be, this what we have now over 25 years. So anyway, my question would be that for the next 25 years, what would be the leading light of the direction of Abiyakiri? You probably might say the Dhamma, you have any? Is there any collective vision of what?
I think this was the vision. I think they've achieved the vision. This
I think. And the next 25 years, what would it be like?
You know, build some more tent platforms. Own the whole valley of an empire. It's hard to say. I mean, we're in phase three of our four-phase construction, so there's this building was the building that had to be completed to get out of phase two. And phase three has only one large, there's only one more large building planned for the monastery, and that's the Uposatha Hall. And that's supposed to be up the hill, but we don't really have a timeline for that. Or we've started thinking about it a little bit. But in terms of building, you know, that's, as the community grows, we do need a bigger ordination hall or ordination area and a big, and add that to the monastic area. Otherwise, there's just maybe six or seven more kutis planned, and that's about it.
Yeah, that could take another 25 years.
It could. A chedi, maybe, or something. Yeah. But the Uposatha Hall might actually be the chedi as well. Wow. So sometimes, like, combining things together. Mm. And otherwise, it's just the whole giving the opportunity for people to ordain and live here and then maintaining everything. It's work to just maintain everything and make sure it doesn't degenerate too much. And, we built this new four-room dormitory called the Brahmavihara, just up the hill, that people are now occupying. So that was just completed. And we're replacing some, there's the five original kutis that Longpa mentioned yesterday. It's these five original kutis. They were meant to just be temporary for a few years, and they're 24 years old now. So we replaced one, we replaced the log cabin, but we have to replace the other four. And that's where Ben was staying, was in the log cabin replacement. We call it the Parami Kuti. Turned out to be a very good kuti. Yeah, and there's always going to be little things that happen. Like this man wanted to build a pavilion for our little Earth Store Bodhisattva statue, and so that was just done. But yeah, just take it as it comes. Keep the precepts and just continue on. Or maybe it'll all burn down. And then we have to spend 25 more years rebuilding it.